You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hello.
Hello.
That's just how I'm answering a phone.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Welcome to Honey Do We Podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Emma. And this is our podcast about how to have good, great, mediocre, or just sex.
Yeah. Wherever you're at, we're willing to meet you right there because we'll be gosh dang honest with you. We're not always great. And we're pretty open about that in the intros. We rarely answer how you doing with great over here.
You know? But all of that sounds like we're not good at sex, which is fair and fine. Yeah. It's just so funny coming off of the end of our last month of putting ourselves out there and like... Mm-hmm. Me trying to date and have more sex. And it's like, this intro is like, and you know what? We're not good at it.
But you know what? Would we have started this podcast if we were like truly great at sex?
No, never. So I guess no. I have to thank my lack of skills for my life, where I'm at now.
You know,
whatever.
We are where we are. It's a good thing. We made it here. We've learned a lot of amazing skills. We learned a lot of great skills last month when we were learning how to push ourselves out there. And since we're sticking with the themes, you know what I mean, what are we doing for December? What's December's little theme?
December's theme is we are getting into our bodies before we are getting into the new year. How do we like the sound of that? I love it.
It rings. Just makes my tummy tingle.
My tummy tingle. So, I mean, that is a very broad topic, and that is done on purpose. You know, like, what the fuck does that mean? Also, that means that we can take it any direction we want. But there's no better person to kind of start understanding how to get into our bodies, feel our feelings, understand who we're trying to be, who we've been this last year, and where we're going next year than Victoria Albina. Am I right?
If you didn't just have like a sigh of relief, your shoulders relaxed, your jaw unclenched at the sound of her name, then you clearly don't know her like we know her. You're clearly new her. You're new here.
New here.
Victoria Albina is not only our third best friend, but she is also a nurse practitioner, a coach. She teaches somatics. She specifically works with codependent folks such as ourselves, people pleasers, people trying to get less anxious and just live like a happier, more centered life.
Yeah, absolutely. We always call on Victoria when we feel like the problem sits deeper than, you know, collarbone level.
When the call is coming from within.
And also, what a beautiful way to wrap up the new year, or the wrap up the end of this year and into the new year, than with trying to understand your... Fuck, can we talk? It's the end of the year. I can't.
It's been a year.
Then with trying to understand your emotions a little bit better, what's happening inside of you a little bit more, I think she just helps make the unfamiliar in your body that is happening that we kind of tend to shut out and shut away, make it like that much more friendly to you. And I love that because there's a lot of scary things in your brain and in your body and in the world. And so if you can kind of understand how your body like reacts to it a little bit more, I mean, I don't know. I've always loved it. And I love when she asks to coach me personally. See, it's a godsend. I just love it.
It's a godsend. I love that you said, like, just make it a little friendlier because I feel like she does make it easier to like sit with what's happening in your body and make friends with it and just fucking be there. So we're talking about somatics today, which feels like kind of a big, weird word that maybe a lot of us aren't familiar with. My hand is raised.
Yeah.
Despite how much I've learned from Victoria. Mm-hmm. I think this episode is a great solidifier and then also a great opener of even more questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get out of the damn way and let her do what she fucking does, which is turn your life upside down and then make you say thank you for it.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you on the other side.
Bye, kitten.
Bye. Particularly, we would like to talk about somatics and sex, but we think we need a little itty-bitty refresher on somatics, the nervous system, all of that goody-goody stuff, and why it matters so much. Can you give us your spiel?
There's little I would like more, but I did just – so we had summer break, right? And we're just back. We are back from your summer break, and I've been preparing this joke for, like, weeks. So I do actually need you to ask me, like, what was one of my favorite things I did this summer? What have I been up to? It's like something to prep for the following. So,
okay. Emma, lay it down.
Oh, my God. Victoria.
Yes,
it is so good to see you again.
It's so good to see you, too.
We've had a summer in between us.
I know.
What was your favorite thing that you did over summer?
Yeah. So we traveled. We like did a whole little Europe thing. That was amazing. I've been working on my book, but mostly I've been tramping.
I've been tramping.
I got a trampoline and every day I'm just tramping. I'm just tramping every morning. A little 10 minutes. I'm a retiree somewhere in outside St. Pete's, Florida, just like wearing my little Jane Fonda leotard. No, I do it like legit in my PJs, but no brassiere because we're doing the whole lymphatic flow thing. We're flowing.
A little painful though.
No? Yeah, it hurt at first, but like that was the whole thing. It was like I wore like a for real like sports bra and then a bralette. And then just worked up to just rock and rolling.
Just tassels.
Yeah. Just free to just well, I mean, I'm not. Come on. I'm not going to just free tit it.
No.
Tassels are mandatory around here. You're the ones with the sequins. Obviously, I am a somatic practitioner. I mean, I've trained for years. I'm not going to abandon my post at this
ridiculous.
Point. But people count on me.
Trampsin. So I've just been tramping. Love it.
And I highly recommend it. I mean, it does tie in to somatics and sex and embodiment and lymphatic flow, which like, come on, let's get it flowing.
How big is your tramp?
Girl. 48 inches.
Mm-hmm. 48 inch tramp.
That's right, girl. That's right. I'm 63 and 3/4 inches. So like it's a really good time.
Decent tramp.
It's a nice really it's a nice tramp. Fits on the back porch. It's like crisp out. So I'm like in my little woolies tramping it up. Just tramping. Oh, it really does feel so good.
It's good for the
nervous system. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Hit just gets you all awake.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Thank you for letting us set you up for that because this was so important to touch on.
You're welcome.
We'll call this episode Sluts and Tramps.
Sluts and Tramps. Somatic sluts and what's the T for tramp?
Titillating tramps.
Titillating tramps. God. Oh, that's so
done.
Good.
Done.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I will see you next month.
We're so excited.
They're excited.
4 minutes.
Go team go.
We're not team go.
Good time. So great. But in the meanwhile, should I talk about somatics and what the hell it is?
Yes.
We have a few more minutes.
Okay, great.
We might go, but you can just go ahead and keep talking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm the one with the issue here. Okay. Identified patient. Got it. Identified nerd. So soma comes from the Greek and means body. So somatics. I put on my nerd voice for you. Somatics is the study of the body in its wholeness. It's the return to the body in the wholeness. It's a way of reclaiming all the disparate pieces of ourself, of our connection with ourselves and our bodies that we've been detached from over years and years of living as false selves, living in authenticity, living in codependency, perfectionism, people pleasing, trying to keep others happy with us, right? Trying to be the good girl, the good boy, you know, the little man of the house, like whatever role we were put in as children for our survival, the roles we were put in by the society and cultures we live in, those have all detached us from our soma, from our body, from our felt connection with self, right? It detaches us from the wisdom of the body. And we'll just real quick throw Descartes all the way under the bus. He can take the church back in the day with him, right? That whole separation of body and mind and the I think, therefore I am, the reigning supreme of the mind is not only infiltrated Western culture, but has become it. It is, right, this productivity-driven think about it, think it through. No one's saying, baby, feel it through. I mean, other than us, we're saying that. I'm saying that all day long, right? But that's what somatics is. It's a return to the body in its wholeness before we learn to be someone or something else for our own survival and thriving in systems that demand that we not show up as us. Mm-hmm. Cool? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, cool. So that's the theory. What the hell does it mean on the day-to-day, right?
Yes, please.
It means knowing what your body is telling you, being able to hear your body, connect with your body, talk with your body, be in communication with your own body, whereby you don't believe that the only way through a problem, an inconvenience, a decision is to brain it, right? Is to think and think and think and think and overthink and ruminate and drive yourself absolutely bananas. Mm-hmm. Instead, you can turn to the wisdom of the body, to our intuition, our discernment, to our connection with a world beyond ourselves, right? Our body is our connection with interdependence, with the fact that there's no air for me to breathe without my friend the trees, right? And I, too, am part of the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, all these cycles that on the biological end lead to my continued existence, and yours and yours and yours and yours, right? And then interpersonally, it is interdependence that allows me to live into my own autonomy and to honor the autonomy of the people I love and care for, and strangers at the supermarket too, right? I'm not trying to pick the groceries off the shelf and put them in their basket anymore. And we can meet each other with mutuality and reciprocity. That's what interdependence is. So when we are somatically present, when we are at home in our bodies, when we are showing up really alive in our bodies, we feel the whole range of human emotions and feelings, and we feel the sensation that corresponds with those emotions and feelings in our bodies. Yeah? So sad is no longer a story in my head. It is an actual felt experience in my body. So too is joy. So too is disappointment, so too is elation, right? And everything in between is something I feel in my body. We good so far?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, great.
Rocking.
I am very well of my own tendency to go way too philosophical and sometimes not get too practical, and sometimes I'll get way too practical because I'm the nurse at the end of the day, and I'm like, well, so wiggle your left first finger, right, for 27 minutes. People are like, girl, please, it's a bit
27
much.
27 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whew, yeah. Find the middle there, Leo.
Hey,
what are you
it's working.
Do? What do you do? Right? Every day. I'm in the struggle.
Every day.
And a struggle it is. So
the
we're
Lord's
getting
work you're doing.
Thank yeah. you. My friend JB had this tattoo on her belly that said praise the Lard, L-A-R-D, and had a strip of bacon on it, dripping grease. And anytime someone says the word Lord, I gotta tell
lard.
You. Praise the Lard.
Mm-hmm. That's the angelic. Lard's work. I love it.
It's amazing. Right? What's up, JB?
Yeah.
Maybe JB is listening to this somewhere.
Also, I really appreciate that they got it tattooed on their stomach. I think that first of all, tattoo placement, excellent.
Excellent.
Phrasing and bacon on your stomach.
Stunning.
Beyond.
Can't beat
Stunning.
That. Stunning. Can't beat it.
Is it like an arc over the belly button?
Under, which is even better, I think. It's like a belly apron, almost fupa situation. Nice.
Oh, excellent.
You can't beat God. That.
Can't beat it. You really can't.
You just can't.
So praise doing the Lard's work.
The Lard's work. Doing the Lard's work day in and day out. It's tiring work, but someone's got to do it.
Someone has to.
Someone. Honestly, though, glad it's not me.
Honestly, I'm glad you don't carry that burden.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I feel seen, loved, and held right now.
You're welcome.
And I feel like I really missed you while over the summer break while you were busy and I was tramping. And I'm glad that we are reunited, and it feels so good.
I know.
So yeah. Good. It feels so good.
We missed you too.
Missed you too. Great. Good. Where were we? Somatics. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's so many reasons we get somatically disconnected that make so much sense and needn't carry blame, shame, guilt, self-recrimination when we grow up in households where our authenticity isn't honored, as is the case in codependency, perfectionism, and people-pleasing, the constellation of lived experiences I call emotional outsourcing. And yes, I did trademark that because it's really good.
It is really good.
It's really good. It's going to be in the name of my book, which is coming out next year.
What?
Oh, wait, the year after.
Okay.
What even is time?
We're it's still not excited.
What is just time?
More time is sloshing, right? Yes. It's it's not real. So eventually there will be a book, Emotional Outsourcing. Listen, emotional outsourcing demands that we not be ourselves, right? When we are dysregulated in our nervous systems, meaning we have left ventral vagal, which is the safe and social part of the nervous system, where we are chill, where we are calm, cool, and collected, where our brains do their best thinking, our thyroid does its best thyroiding metabolism, heart and lungs do their thing, our digestion, our spleen, our pancreas, our reproductive function, everything is optimal biologically when we are in ventral vagal. And in ventral vagal, we feel safe. We feel secure. We feel social. We feel connected. We can ideate. We can be present. We can be here. We can daydream in a present way. We can think of the possibility of the future. We can talk about the past, right? We can be here, yeah, with the sort of calm groundedness of feeling physiologically, emotionally, energetically safe. And everyone will have their own parameters, their own limits, their own stories about what safe is for them as a mammal. Yeah? I was about to say there are some universals, but there actually aren't, right? Like things with no legs or things with too many legs. You know, marauders, lions. Like there's somebody who's not scared of it all. So anyway, ventral vagal is that safe and social, right? I'm just giving the 101. Mm-hmm. It seems smart, yes. Right? Because it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is our human steady state. It's where our nervous systems want to be. It is also where we do our best sex from, because it is where we feel safe, right? Mm-hmm. And we can talk for a second. Let's put a collective pin in kink and feeling safe being unsafe. As a way to be, right, to edge around ventral vagal in a safe way. Because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's 101 and then let's go that's like seminar level, nervous system and sex.
So, we got to master this part first.
That's all puns always intended.
Yes. Yes.
Master or mistress. I mean, either way.
Got to mistress this one first.
It totally
I like that.
You like that? Let's mistress this one
mistress,
first.
Yeah. Mistress this one first and then we'll move on.
Yeah, trademark
love
that,
it.
Girl. Come on, you're not busy. What are you doing?
So right.
So ventral vagal is chill. That's how I feel right now. I like just see your faces and I'm just like, oh, kittens. Hi, I love you. Oh, look at how cute you are. This is so fun. We're back, the band's back together. Like, it's really fun. So my nervous system feels really chill. And I can, you know, I very consciously feel like I have access to my most smarts when I'm talking to the two of you because I'm so comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's good because, you know,
great. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a bummer if I came on and was like, oh, I feel pretty dumb.
I totally know that feeling too. Of course, my dog finds the one fucking squeaky toy.
Listen, a friend was listening to my show the other day and was like, hey, is your dog in the room while you record? I was like, sometimes why? She's like, because sometimes I get, you know, that collar thing where they like
oh,
shake
yeah.
and their whole collar goes clunk, 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 clunk.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Literally, he's been asleep this whole time, but now he's found my slippers and a horn.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, and a tuba.
Speaking with... And a tuba. Sure. He has a whole band with him now.
He does, brass band. That's good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But speaking with certain people, and I'll let you finish your thought.
Sure. I have
that
so
sounded
many of
so rude. It's like you just feel dumb, or you feel like you cannot access the rest of your brain because your whole body has like heightened to this state of like, I don't know how to interact with you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly what you're saying is like, I know that feeling.
So that altered state is a great example of sympathetic activation, also known as fight or flight. As humans, we know that we are very small animals and we know that we are safest when we are together. So it is the perennial homeostatic human imperative to try to stay in ventral vagal. Right, to try to stay in social engagement, in connection. Like, even if you're getting mugged, right? What are 9 out of 10 people gonna say? Hey, dude, we're cool, right? Just hey, take my phone, take my wallet. You want this ring? Take it, man. But leave me alone. Like, you don't need to hurt me. We're chill, right? We're cool. Just I didn't see your face. Just get out of here, right? We're cool, right? Right. We want to stay socially engaged because we know it's the way to the greatest safety. But when that doesn't work. When our nervous system says, yo, this is not safe. This is not okay. This is not, this smells like a moment in the past when we were not safe. Your nervous system will put you on guard. It will put you into reactivity. It will dumb your brain down, slow your thyroid, speed up heart and lungs, slow and then eventually stop digestion, reproductive function, your adrenals will go bonkers, and you'll go into fight or flight. As small animals, and if you're a 6'3" person out there, you are small compared to a rhino, and that's what I'm comparing you to, so take a breath. I know I'm 5'3¾", but I'm just saying you are also small. Take a breath, my angel. I love you. And I'm so tall. Rhinos. So, hippopotami. Okay. All right. Okay.
God, have you seen those things run?
They're terrifying. Bananas.
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's bananas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think you're where I get bananas because I say bananas all the time.
It's such a great, it's like such a catch because I don't want to be ableist and say crazy, right? Like, right. That's not kind and loving, especially as a mental health professional. Like,
so
that's
we say
not
bananas.
Great, but bananas.
Well, I mean, Emma also says bananas potatoes, which
banana potatoes.
It was all the time. Emma.
Well, there we go.
Kindred souls here.
I love it. I also love that all of our names end in A.
Me too.
Yeah.
My wife has only ever dated women whose name ends in A. Ever. Since her first girlfriend at like 15.
Well, at least you didn't break the pattern.
Girl. Yeah. I mean, Maria Victoria Albina. Like, that's a
you
lot.
You did
of,
it.
I stole the pattern. The pattern's broken. The pattern's done. It is unavailable. There's no more A's. There shall never be a lesbian with an A anywhere in her name ever again. It's over. Nice try.
It's over.
So that's cool. Hey, so rhinos. Should I get back into
a rhino.
It?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Dear listener, if this is your first time hearing me on this show, I'd like you to know that my ADHD brain will go on a million wild diversions, but I will always, always come back.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and whether you're celebrating your mama, grandma, guardian, or yourself, celebrate with the mother of all self-care routines by trying out Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. This duo delivers a 1-2 punch in luxurious body care moisturizers with their Anduria Algae Body Oil and Anduria Collagen Body Lotion, both featuring Osea's signature all-natural citrusy scent. I use both the body lotion and the Anduria Algae Body Oil once I get out of the shower, and I use it literally everywhere. This duo is my go-to for feeling glowy and hydrated for literal days, and the Osea signature scent is one of my faves because it's not overwhelming, but it's like a delicious and fresh smell that just lasts. Since 1996, Osea has been making seaweed-infused skincare that is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DOOMY at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code DEWME for 10% off.
I'm really grateful for that part of my brain that like literally like stops the tape and is like rhinos. Go wild! And back to rhinos. It's and kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. That's brain. A superpower.
It's a superpower. Brains. Mm-hmm. Okay, brain. So rhinos. Hey, fight or flight. We know as humans we are small and so we don't try to fight. That is not the human imperative, biologically speaking. And what we know from polyvagal theory, the work of Dr. Stephen Porges, PhD, made into English by Deb Dana. Don't try to read Porges unless you're a super nerd. I studied epidemiology. I am a super nerd. I read Porges and I'm like, really, why? Deb Dana is a social worker and a woman and she makes it into English. I love you forever, Deb Dana. You're a dreamboat. We know from Porges that there is a hierarchy to how the human brain and the human nervous system functions, and this is standard across the animals. I know you think you are special, and you are in your own special way, but your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system, is magically not. And that's really cool because we can understand what we are going to do next, and man, is that a gift. So you're going to try to flight, as are we. And that means either physically escaping, talking your way out of it, right? That's what that, hey man, don't, you know, you don't need to hurt me, right? We're attempting flight while doing social engagement. If that doesn't work, we book it out of there. We bust a move. We physically run, right? I don't know why this just came into my mind, but I remember like so many moons ago being really depressed and like a friend was like, you gotta go exercise. I was like, okay, that'll fix me. And like going to group classes and like the attention on me was more than my depressed nervous system could handle. And it would zoom me up into sympathetic and I would like panic and I would like literally run out of yoga classes. That must have been dysregulating for everyone. Sorry to the good people.
Must have been rather disruptive.
Gym just 20 years ago.
Tripping yeah. over bodies.
I know, right? I'm just like, I can't have intention. It's scary for my nervous system. But it was. It like freaked me out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Rando. So we fight, we flight, that's sympathetic. We're full of adrenaline, norepinephrine, eventually cortisol. It's not good for your body. It's not a great place to have sex from because you're not present in your body. You're present everywhere else. You're scanning the horizon for more lions. Your blood is racing not to your clitoris, not to your genitals. Your blood is racing to your paws and your feet and your hearts and your lungs because you need to book it out of there. Mm-hmm. Biologically, should you not be able to escape whatever you're escaping, right? Even if it's a challenging conversation or your mom texting you or your partner saying, I can't support you around that. Like whatever it is that activated your nervous system into sympathetic, if you don't get resolution, if you don't get connection, if you don't get support, if you don't get attunement, which is what we need when we're freaked the fuck out, your nervous system will collapse into what's called dorsal shutdown. Mm-hmm. The extreme of dorsal shutdown is being catatonic. So we're talking about a spectrum here, right? Like a 0 to 10, where 10 is like you're in Bellevue. Most of us do not go to there, right? We go to like a 2, 3, 4, 5, where we're like, we're far away. You know, you're talking to someone and they get upset and you're like, hey, where are you? Like the lights are on, but you're not home. Like you're not present. You're not in the room with me, right? And so that sort of internal isolation, right? We're isolating ourselves while staying in the room, which is a survival skill we learned at some point, right? We've biologically, psychologically, energetically checked out. We're just not present because it is safer not to be. If we return to the savanna of evolution and we are a gazelle who's been bit by a lion, do you want to be physically and emotionally, energetically present while being lion snacked? Ouch.
Ouch.
Right?
I vote no.
No, thank you.
And so our bodies flood with endogenous endorphins in fight or flight, and then endogenous cannabinoids in freeze. And that is so we don't feel pain, right? And so what do we know about anything that reduces pain? It reduces empathy. We can look at the Tylenol studies, right? So Tylenol reduces empathy. And so we know that when we feel less pain, we have less empathy. And so when we are in the freeze state, we are frozen to ourselves, to our emotions, and we're frozen to the world and all the people in it. We are disconnected. We are dissociated. We are not home for our own protection. Now, does that sound like a fun place for a sexual escapade?
No.
No, thank you.
No. Like on a scale from 0 to 0.0, where would you put it?
-0.
Okay, wow, -0. Yeah. Yeah, to the zeroth power, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not great. And unfortunately, I think most of us have been there. Right.
Yeah.
But it's not a great place to be having any kind of intimate relations. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Like even a snuggle doesn't feel good because you're right. Not there. You're not on the couch. Like your physical animal is, but like you as a presence are not. Mm-hmm. So we all move between the spectrum, right? Remember, there's a spectrum. So like 0 to 10. Like, okay, I feel like a 1 of sympathetic activation right now because I'm excited. I'm like chill. I'm ventral vagal. I'm safe and social, but I'm also like really stoked. Like I adore yous, right? It's fun to talk about this. So I've got like a little but a bit, like a little zoom zoom, right? So it's always on this spectrum. And so the closer we are to ventral vagal with a little flavor of excited and a little flavor of dorsal, meaning like we're chill, right? There's no shavasana at the end of yoga without dorsal, right? Mm-hmm. So we need that balance and the ability to move with to intentionally move between states in order to have our most present intentional experience of being alive and being a human, and as our most intentional alive way of having sex is when we are able to move between those states with fluidity and consciousness and choicefulness. And so what somatics does in reconnecting us with our bodies, with our nervous system, with our wants, our needs, our desires, is it returns us to choicefulness. Mm-hmm. As opposed to letting our nervous system run the show.
Sounds like a much better place to have sex from.
I mean, yeah. It's.
I mean, yeah.
I mean.
Thank you for breaking that down again. I
quite a rant. I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm going to pat my. I loved it, though.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Pat myself on the back a little bit because we've been chatting with you about somatics for a year and a half now.
Wow.
And I want to say I get it more. Yeah. Now.
That's awesome.
Like this. This chat, this breakdown, I could like resonate with and like feel it more. And whether it's because we chat more, I read and watch your work more, or I'm trying to practice somatics for myself more lately, maybe, I don't know. But it does feel good to be like, oh, I get that part. Oh, I remember like when I've done that, or I've had partners where like we've experienced this shut down together.
Yeah.
And so I want to congratulate myself.
Well done, Emma.
Thank you.
That's you. Amazing.
Thank you.
Well done, you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we are in shutdown or not focusing on what's happening in our body, how do we come back to felt sensation in our body? How do we get there again?
There are ways to do it in the moment. But it really is like you don't learn how to do like flips off the high dive when you're standing at the like when you've jumped off the board. You know what I mean? And people really love to ask for like, what do I do in the moment of panic? And I'm like,
right,
you start 6 months before the moment of panic, right? of course I'll give you like quick tips and things to do, like 911 emergency things. But I feel like, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the world, like that's the part of the problem, is that we're starting the commodification of somatics, which like I sell a somatics course. Like, raise your hand if you're also like, part of the problem. Like, I, hi. But I mean, your girl's also got to, like, you know,
live.
Put food on the table. Right. Like, come on. Also, oh my God, the amount of money and time I've spent training on this stuff. Separate conversation. But anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So, listen, we have gotten into this place where it's like somatics becomes the next Band-Aid. And every time I open my Instagram, it's like, here are 57 things that you can do for your activated nervous system. I'm like, cool, but it's not about tricks, right? It's not like hacks and tricks. It's a shift in our lifestyle. It's a shift in the way we think about and relate to ourselves, our bodies, the world. Right. So I talk about how in Anchored, my 6-month program, in the Somatic Studio, my 3-month program, what we're doing is we're practicing somatics towards the goal of somatics being our praxis. Right. Our praxis, our way of living. Right. The practice that is our life. Yeah. And not like, OK, I need to go do my somatics now. Which, like, we need to do that. We need to put it on the calendar and do our somatics now every day until we don't. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that really is the work, right, is tuning in. Yeah.
We've talked about, like, just sex in general, how we tend to do that when we want to try something new or bring something new into the bedroom. We're like, you know, let's just do it. Jump off the high dive, learn to flip from there. And it is activating and not pleasurable and orgasm inducing, which is what we're looking for. So, again, it makes sense that that's not the place you're going to learn how to really do this and how to make it a part of the way you live your life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It starts way – well, I mean, you all have talked about this 1,000 times. Like, where does foreplay start?
Right.
Right? It starts in, like, baby, I packed your lunch today.
Mm-hmm. Outside the bedroom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Way, way, way before, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts with I made you a cup of tea. Like, that's sexy. And foreplay starts with I regulated my nervous system. Right? Because few things are as sexy as having a partner who does not look to me with that codependent look in their eyes saying, I don't know how to care for myself and I demand that you do it for me.
Right.
Not really nothing a turn on.
Studies show that, 0%.
Being your mommy isn't really a turn on.
It is not a turn on for me.
Yeah.
Not a consensual setup for me. Mm-hmm.
For you know?
Yeah. And listen, I'm all into us supporting ourselves and our partners and like showing up and with love and care and of course supporting someone who's in a challenging moment. But there is a difference between what we were just talking about, consensually showing up as an autonomous person to support an autonomous person with mutuality and reciprocity within an interdependent relationship, and mommy help my feelings. But then also, save me from myself is not a sexy look, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like that will take me into dorsal real quick. I'm like, no, not emotionally available for that. So how do you how do you reconnect somatically in life so that you can have way better sex? It starts with self-awareness, which can be quite tricky, right? Let's pause. I feel like people gloss over that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what comes up for the two of yous when we talk about self-awareness? Somatic, bodily self-awareness.
I feel like I was trying to do something similar last night and it just becomes too much. Like it just, it's like, if I become aware of that, I have to become aware of everything. And I'm trying to go to bed. And it's almost like if I start the, if I turn on the faucet, you can't turn it off. So it's almost.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but also there's like a whole other side that I was explaining where it's like, it's amazing to start feeling into your body and, you know, doing that. But also sometimes it can feel like a lot.
I wonder if what might be missing in that, like lying in bed trying to feel the feels, but worried scenario, I'm wondering if what's missing might be self-trust.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
It does. Yeah.
Does that hit you?
No, I'm right over.
Does it hit you
right in the groin? Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
Right in the groin. Excellent. Somewhere around the taint, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Straight to the taint.
Perfect. Right in the taint.
Right in the taint. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I outsource all of my validation for my feelings, or I, not all, but that's where I feel safest. Is I think you even mentioned this in a past episode where if we can make it someone else's decision, then if it crumbles, it's no longer our fault.
Yeah.
So I find myself, and I've tried to stop as much because I would reach for Cass, I'd reach for my sister, and having all of them tell me how I'm feeling is either right, wrong, or what I should do next.
Right.
And so, yeah, self-trust hits it in the taint. Yep.
Yeah, right in the taint. Okay, so what if, okay. Also, sorry, consent to coach?
Consent to coach.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
So, who's a feminist around here and who's just a jerk coaching people with no
just
consent?
A jerk.
Jeez Louise. So I wonder, so one of the things I see people doing to themselves that really just makes me pause and say, oh, honey, baby, no, take a breath. We try to, like, force ourselves out of our comfort zone by like taking away our crutches. So let's say like you have this sweet little beautiful broken leg around self-validation. Until it is healed, why would you take away your crutches? That seems really mean to me. Mm-hmm. So what if you kept the crutches? Cass, your sister, getting the external validation, and instead of taking away the supports that keep you sane and stable, I mean, ish, right? What if we added? So, what if you allowed yourself to call your girls, get the external validation, and before calling, name what you're doing? I am consciously and intentionally reaching out for external validation because right now that's what brings me, self, put your little hand on your little heart if you want to, that is what makes me feel safe. So I am choosing to keep me safe. Here we go. Here's the new neural program, because I am capable of making choices that keep me safe. See how we're subtly building self-love and self-care and self-trust there without taking no kind of nothing away from you? Only adding in more love, more goodness, more of what you actually want at the end, right? So you go in with consciousness, with choicefulness, with intentionality. You do the old thing, and in the process, you keep that little hand on your heart, on your belly, on your taint, wherever keeps you grounded. And as you listen, you're choosing to listen differently. Right? So almost like you're hearing two tracks, like it's stereo in your head instead of mono. The old track was this external person knows all. Yeah? I've done it. We've all done it. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Instead, here's Cass's opinion. Here's my sister's opinion. And I'm feeling into my body to see, does this truly resonate? Does this truly land? When Cass says, oh, yeah, absolutely. 7. Definitely. The answer is 7. Does my belly feel tight? Does my throat constrict? Is there a loosening in my shoulders? Do I feel flutters that feel nice or flutters that feel very bad? Right? What is the felt sensation within my body in response to this external validation that I know is a safe place for me? Right? So we're building that neural bridge right, between the prefrontal cortex, making the executive decision, calling the person, hearing the words, and the subcortical space, right, the medial frontal cortex, which is our watcher, our awareness, our present moment here-ness, is experiencing you, watching you with love and care, and not beating you up for getting validation, but rather honoring you and celebrating you and using that crutch as a beautiful tool for more presence, more intentionality. What do you think?
I love that.
Okay.
I guess I never thought that there was a way through my external validation while still holding on to it. Yeah. So that feels like a wonderful, comfy, safe way to like keep my crutches, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But build intentionality around like the choices I'm making and how it's feeling. So yeah. That was beautiful. I sound like I'm crying. I just have phlegm. But it was, yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
I'm so glad.
Thank you. Thank
my
you for
absolute
coaching.
Pleasure. And I know that we can do that regardless of the context, right? So if we want to feel one half of 1% more present during sex, can we get present in our heels, the heels of our feet as they touch the sheets and nowhere else? No. Keep your safety. Keep your disconnection if that's what, right, keeps you from freaking out. Great. But what does it feel like to be your heels? Is the cotton smooth? Is it soft? Is the wool blanket nice? Right? Be present there. And allow that to be enough. Yeah? And then when you're not in a sexual situation, what does it feel like to be your whole foot? Right? One of the things I say a lot, and you've both heard this from working with me, find your feet. When we know where our feet is, we know where the ground is. Yeah? And what happens in stress, distress, and trauma, when we leave ventral vagal, we go into sympathetic, we go into dorsal, we don't know where the ground is. We don't know who, what, where, when, why we are. And so finding your feet can bring you back home into self, into connection with the earth, with Pachamama. They can bring you back to this present moment awareness. Mm-hmm. In present moment awareness, we are in ventral vagal. We have intentionality. We have access to choicefulness. And we can create the lives we want from presence instead of from somebody else's old story about what we should be, how we should be experiencing it, what we should be moaning like, what it should feel like, what all the old shoulds can just fuck off from present moment awareness.
Fuck off from my present.
Yeah, fuck off.
Thank you.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck
Thank
off.
You.
It's really funny. My wife is a Tibetan Buddhist, like a for reals vows taken Tibetan Buddhist. And we say the same shit, but she says it all like Tibetan Buddhist-y. And I'm like, yeah, from the present moment, you can fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off from the present moment.
And that's why you're such a good fit for
we're
us.
Actually, we're yeah. I'm a good fit
well,
for
us. Well, for us and for your wife
pair,
as well.
Yes. Like, yeah. Right?
I guess so for your wife, that's fine.
I guess. But for your wife first.
Also for us.
Also, but more importantly, mm-hmm. for my my most important marriage, which mm-hmm. was my marriage yeah. to the Honey Do Me podcast. No.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Glad you see it the same.
Listen, I do.
Going off of this self-awareness, something that really clicked for me through the work I've been able to do with you is this concept of feeling your feelings. So for me,
isn't that wild?
It's wild yeah. because I've heard it before, and the way that I decided what that meant was I should think harder about how I'm feeling. And so I would think of how I was feeling, like, oh, I'm sad, and then I'd be like, okay, I get it. Like I'm sad. I'm thinking about it. I'm feeling yeah. it. Okay. I'm feeling sad.
Obviously.
And yeah. I did not understand that perhaps there is another way to interpret feeling other sure. than just saying how I'm feeling over and over right. again in my head. I would love if you could talk about what that means to you.
Sure. So the difference between thinking your feels and feeling yes. your feels, is that where we're going, Kasperski?
Maybe, yeah.
Okie dokie. Okay, cool. Yeah, so listen. So, I mean, Descartes again, right? I think therefore I am. We have learned, broad strokes here, people, mama's generalizing, put your pitchforks down. We have learned to think our feels instead of feeling our feels. For so many reasons. One, it is a cultural imperative and norm. Two, most of us did not learn in childhood because our parents didn't learn in their childhood and their parents didn't learn in theirs. And we didn't get this modeled for us. We weren't taught, right, that the feelings are things that live in the body, that they are subcortical, that they are of the animal. And so we have been taught rather the primacy of the mind, right? To rely on our thinking as the thing that will get us through. And here, of course, you ready? You were waiting for it. When will she say the patriarchy, white settler colonialism, and late stage capitalism / neo-feudalism? Thank you.
There it is.
Mandatory, at least once per episode. It can those systems of oppression can only thrive when we are disconnected from our bodies. Because when we are feeling our feelings in our body, we will revolt. We will throw off these systems, right? We will say no more, basta. Right, to the big being on this hamster wheel of productivity, and doing and doing and doing and doing and not being, which is what I believe we're here to do on this planet, is to be, right? And that's a whole other course on indigeneity and decolonizing our minds. But you asked me to talk about the difference between thinking our feelings and feeling our feelings, and the difference lies in felt sensation. So felt sensation, I had to go the long way around to that one, didn't I, this morning? Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Everybody's waking up now. Good morning. Hello. So felt sensation. So when we're thinking our feelings, we're telling stories, we're in meaning making, we're in the mind, right? And it is part of the essential human task to live our lives in our authenticity from our big open heart. So to live life from our heart, which means from felt sensation, to let felt sensation guide and direct us. So the thought I am sad is important. It's important to identify thoughts. There's studies using functional MRIs where labeling our feelings, our emotions, affect labeling actually helps to reduce fight or flight in the body. That's pretty cool. That's some good science. But what helps our nervous systems to actually process our feelings is to connect in with the way they feel. So for example, okay, so when I think about you two and coming on the show this morning, like we walk the dog in the morning and talk about our little schedule. Oh, what's up for you? What are you doing? And I was like, oh, I have that. Remember that Honey Do Me podcast that I've been doing? And Billy was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm doing that again this morning. And she was like, oh my God, that makes you so happy. And I was like, yeah. She's like, where do you feel that? So powerful to have a partner who says, where do you feel that? Mm-hmm. I said, well, I feel it in my chest. It's like a little sunshine, like sun rays coming out of my chest. And when I stay with it, I feel it behind my eyes. Like it's like little blue, like bloop, 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 little bubblies of joy behind my eyes. And then my smile starts to hurt. Yeah, because I smile so big and goofy when I think about the two of yous and these fun conversations we have. Though today I've just been talking a lot and I can hush so we can have more of a conversation. Mama's on a bit of a roll.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's the felt sensation of happiness. Mm. Whereas I'm happy is a bit one note, right? Because it's just a thought and there's the energy of sensation is detached from it. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good descriptor.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of words, so.
You did a good job with all of them.
I'm like, thank you. I love talking about this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like sitting with your emotion too, like waiting for it to have a feeling.
Yeah.
And like that takes patience. And I know sometimes we don't have it or we're busy or, you know, we have an emotion that comes up at work and you don't have time to just sit with like, where does annoyed feel?
Yeah.
But if you do,
I feel like that, I don't know, it's almost like otherworldly. You start feeling into different parts that you're existing in.
Yeah.
And that feels magical.
It is magical. We are magical. Mm-hmm. Right? It's wild, all these molecules of emotion, right? Just floating around within us and between us. Mm-hmm. Like, my nervous system changes yours.
So what?
Bananas, potatoes.
It is full on banana potato. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah, well, we are constantly influencing, changing, regulating, dysregulating one another. Because we are one. I mean, we can get to the non-duality part of this conversation sooner than later, right? Like, we are one, and I am you, and you are me, and we are all together. And mm-hmm. I'll stop with the Beatles right there. But, like, you know, the more we can be present in our human bodies in ways that feel sane and safe, right? Because a caveat, and give extra love to, if your body has been the site of trauma, then it might not feel safe to get all up in there and be present with your feelings. I will say, duh, you all have worked with me enough to say, of course, right? Like, I always give that caveat when I'm doing any somatic anything. So if you're listening and you're like, I don't want to be in my body, like, girl, I feel you. That's safe. That's fine, right? Just needed to say that out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not said enough.
It's not.
It's not.
And every time you say kitten, my heart grows 3 sizes. So
I love that. What does that feel like? Tell me more about what that feels like in your body.
Okay. Well, to me, it feels pink, which I love. It feels very glowy and warm in my chest.
Yeah. Does it have a weight?
Yes, but like a pillow weight. You know what I mean? So it's there. Yeah. I can feel it. It's not just air, but it's like I'm holding a big soft pillow. Yeah. Emma, the pillows we both have on our bed.
I was literally just thinking those.
Yep. I love that you have twinsy pillows.
We do.
Yeah. I love that. That's such a lovely feeling. And so when you can echolocate happiness like that, right? You create so much more access to the complexity and depth of that feeling, right?
Yeah. And it makes sense that, like, I hope everybody else is following the same, but like everything that you're saying, as much as I can apply it to, like, you know, just random things throughout my day, it's so clear how it applies in the bedroom as well. Because Emma and I have said it 1.5 million times, we have trouble getting out of our heads when we're trying to bang. And that makes it really hard to feel all of the things we want to feel. And I have a, you know, when we talk about a lot of these things, I come at it from, oh, well, when I'm activated or triggered or have like I'm feeling sad or upset. But also when I'm feeling all of these good things in my body, I would like to be able to access that and not just think, oh, I bet that feels good or that should feel good. I want to know it feels good and I want to feel all the goodness and pleasure.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do if I'm in my head. It's not just about the bad, quote unquote, things.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And let's give your brain a little love here. Like, it's doing what it's literally made to do, and it believes that it's saving your life.
I know.
Okay,
you're
fine.
Right.
Sorry, I love you so much. Whatever. Yeah, and so, like, that's that kitten stepping that we're always talking about of – pick one thing in your day. I'm all about additive, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. Add more good. Add more vegetables. Add more pleasure, right? Add it in. Maybe you buy yourself some lotion that smells like friggin' amazing.
Emma just did that.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Emma. Right? And you spend 1 minute a day putting it on, but not slapping it on. Not like you're not putting on, you know, Vaseline because it's cold out. Like sensually connecting with the sensorium, with your senses. Put that lotion on. And see how putting it on your nail
feels different than the top of your finger, feels different from your palm, feels different from your wrist. Feel how it feels to rub your hands with deep pressure, with light. Put it between your fingers, like really experience it through the senses. For 1 minute. Everybody's got 1 minute, mm-hmm. right? Like however long you typically doom scroll for, convert one of those minutes to connecting sensorially with your body. And that's how we get present in the bedroom. That's how we stay present during sex, right? That's how we are not in our heads, but actually in our bodies, is by letting ourselves be in our bodies mm-hmm. in a non-sexual moment during our day. Mm-hmm. Right? And then after a month, you start putting that lotion on your feet. Right? And then you go for a walk and you pause and you connect with each of your senses once during a walk. What is one thing I smell, taste, touch, right? See. What is one texture I can experience? Right? Like the three of us have very different textures. There's a sweatshirt, a sweater, I have this little silky scarf, right? Like we can all take a moment. Let's all take a moment and feel our clothing, right? Mm-hmm. And so just feel the texture under your fingers. See how it feels on your fingertips versus your palm, back of your hand. And just see what it's like to be present with the textures. Mm-hmm. And if your brain jumps in to do meaning making, thank it. Aw, thanks, brain. Thank you, you're trying to take care of me. Yeah, it's scary when I leave you and go into the body. I get that. That's okay, brain. I get that it's scary for you. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I am going to ask you to step aside for just like one hot second. But I'm not mad. And come back to felt sensation. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Slow and steady, baby. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady, slow kitten, and steady steps.
Kitten steps.
Kitten steps.
My favorite kind of step.
It's the only kind worth taking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I feel regulated.
Hey, I'm so glad.
Wonderful, calm, and amazing after speaking with you, as always. And we've missed you so much.
I missed you too.
Because our listeners miss you constantly as well, where can they keep connecting with you after this episode?
That was like such a good segue.
Thank you.
Like 10 points. It was really elegantly done. I could have just left it elegant, but instead I'd like to draw attention to it.
That's what we do too.
I know.
Right? Why not? You're like, hey, I made a good joke.
Made a great segue.
Look at it.
Hey. Because studies show nothing makes a joke better than explaining it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. I read that science.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So where were we? Hey, me. My name is Victoria Albina. You can find me at victoriaalbina.com/honeydome, where you can download a suite of meditations, inner child exercises, nervous system exercises, all kinds of free treats just for listening to this, one of the two best podcasts on the planet. What is the other best podcast on the planet, you might ask? It's mine. It's called Feminist Wellness. It's free every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. My 6-month program is called Anchored. My 3-month is called The Somatic Studio. We dive into all of this and more. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on the gram. I give good gram mm-hmm. at Victoria Albina Wellness. And I can't wait to connect. Ugh.
And I will say, Emma and I are terrible podcasters in that we never listen to podcasts. Your podcast is the one that I make an exception for.
Yeah.
And I listen all the time. And you're compared. I love when you just call me something random, like a baby panda. That's what really makes me feel the safest. So
I'm so glad.
I want to call everyone a kitten now. I think that's so cute. Kitten steps, kitten friends, everyone's a kitten.
Everyone is a kitten.
Everyone's a kitten. There is a part in the episode that we ended up just going completely off topic, so it's not in the episode. But we end up saying really nice things we want to do, but in very evil voices.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And I think that's a very fun thing to bring into the new year. Mm-hmm. I will donate to so many charities this year. I don't know. It was really funny. And Victoria has a good evil voice. But while I laughed so hard, it was a private moment for all of us. And so you'll never hear it. But now you can say nice
imagine
things
it.
Evil. Yeah, exactly.
You can imagine it and try it for yourself. Yeah, I think that is a really fun thing to bring into the new year.
Yeah. Be silly. Be silly this year.
But be kind.
Do good.
But be silly.
So thank you, Victoria, for being a little silly and a lot kind today on the podcast. And thank you to our listeners for hanging out first week into getting into our bodies.
Yeah, we have a lot more in store for you this month. So get excited. Get your body aroused and ready for all of the very comforting content. I feel like this is just a very comforting month, and I really like that. Mm-hmm. You can head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me. You can also rate us and subscribe on Spotify. Mm-hmm. You can watch us on YouTube. And you can probably do other things if you really put your mind to it. And I love that for you.
I love that for you. And I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Yeah, I'm already so proud of you.
So proud of all the hard work you're about to do for me.
On that note, we'll just give you a kiss and call it a day, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.